Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. They're going to be at Warped Tour this year, so that means one of the ventures in life that I've taken has made it to Warped Tour, which is nice. Go check them out. They got a tent with our logo on it. It's insane. But yeah, Sean will be there. He'll be hawking CDs, and they'll be hawking shirts and hawking a whole bunch of apparel. Go check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Instagram. Follow them, like them, love them. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Turbulent Tony Cincinnati.
Turdy Tony's in the building.
Turbulent, stupid idiot can't hear. I can't hear.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Hear.
I can't hear. I'm Paul. Fuck off. What? What'd you say?
So, bud, how you been?
Getting a little turbulent right now.
Getting a little turbulent.
Shit on me when I tell you cool stuff. It just pisses me off. Yeah. Makes me not want to say anything.
Like that movie.
No. Say Anything with John Cusack?
Yeah.
I like the girl with the lisp.
Yeah, you would. It's your fetish speech.
I tried to tell this little dick grabber, oh, hey, they have the percentage matching on Netflix, so you know how much, compared to your ratings, the movie would be to your liking.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, my name's Tony. It's a match rating. Oh, the rating system's there. Oh, I'm fat. Oh. And I go, cool, great. Let's start the show.
All right, so you got any cool news?
In local news, Paul's a dickhead.
Pauly Dick Grabber Wolf. That'll be my nickname this week.
That is always your nickname. Mr. Dick Grabber.
Any news?
What do you mean?
My boy got some news for me.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Murphy died.
Yep.
That'll...
Fuck your couch.
Yep. Unity. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all not stuff that he said that we're talking about, but...
True.
Yeah. He was a line stepper. Habitual line stepper.
He was good. I enjoyed his comedy. He was one of the most quoted people, like, for, like, my generation of high school.
Probably, yeah. That show really propelled.
Really took off.
Beyond that, Star Wars Last Jedi dropped.
Yeah, the first trailer. And I saw a teaser attached to it, and I was like, it's 2 minutes long. How's that a teaser?
It's a very wide shot. Establishing shot trailer.
Holy shit, yeah, they're like, look at us close up slowly on Darth Vader's mask. It's still kind of crushed and weird.
Here's a mountain. Now, here's a ocean.
How'd you feel about this one? Because I can tell you right now that when I saw the Force Awakens trailer,
yeah,
I was like, holy motherfuck, almost rolled a tear. Loved it. This one, I was like, oh, I'm so happy. It's not like I forgot new Star Wars was coming, but they didn't really show me much.
Well, no, it really, I guess, only teased that... Did you see the poster?
Uh-uh.
Oh, the poster's very singular, dude. Very singular Jedi. Not like the last Jedi, because Jedi are plural. There's lots of Jedi. They're the last of them, though. More like just straight up Rey on the fucking cover with her lightsaber in the air, old school style.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah.
The
Google
last
it.
Jedi poster.
Uh-huh. And that is what I am referring to.
Oh, dang. That looks dope as fuck.
Don't it? But it's very like, I'm one.
I'm the last.
I'm that one they're talking about, you fuck.
Dang, dang. There's so many posters.
Dang, dang.
Do you think she's going to ride Luke's back?
Well, yeah.
Or Luke's going to ride her back?
Yeah, both.
Oh, cool.
We're going to go bareback.
Nice, I like bareback.
We're
going to
ride bareback. Do you think
so,
there'll
be
a little lightsaber play?
There might be, yeah. I think there's going to be a lot. Now, I, again, wasn't like super like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I watched it twice. I think they're gonna dive into the Knights of Ren, which I'm stoked for.
Yeah, it looked like his crew was there.
Yeah, they showed him walking up,
yeah,
in the fire. So hopefully they get into that. She's definitely gonna be trained. This is gonna be The Empire Strikes Back, so I wonder how fucked up it's gonna end.
It's probably gonna end up real fucked up. Like,
think Luke's gonna die?
Like, Luke gets all fucked up and killed, and, like, we find out who Snoke is. Like, Rey, I'm your uncle. And you're like, what?
No!
It's a lot like the other one. Oh,
it's
fuck.
Just like it.
Am I in a fucking time paradox?
And then she gets saved by the Millennium Falcon on falling out of Cloud City.
Yep. Yeah, that would be pretty much how the film is going to go, guys.
Yeah,
so
spoilers.
If you want to shave yourself 2 hours and 90 minutes, it's going to be a long movie. It's probably a 2 hour and 55 minute film.
You think it's going to be right around the cusp of three?
3 hour and 29-minute film.
I mean, they got 3 hours out of fucking Titanic, so why not?
The movie Civil War, the older one from the
Marvel
Civil
War
2002,
mm-hmm.
you actually had intermission just like Titanic.
Captain America, Iron Man, I remember.
No, that was not a fucking intermission movie. It was only, what, 74 minutes long?
Yeah, right. Yeah, cut out all the talking.
They couldn't think of nothing to fill that garbage with.
Oh, you love Civil War.
Love your fucking...
Get off its ass.
Nah.
All right, so...
I love how you're like, cut it out now, just walk away.
Yeah, dude, hey, man, Civil War was great.
Walk
you know
away.
It. All right, so another trailer dropped, toned, as they say in the biz.
What?
Thor Ragnarok.
Never heard of it.
Holy shit.
Whore bang a cock, you mean?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I like that one. It's good.
I'm just thinking about it. That's funny. Yeah, that one was very like, Guardians did good. Make trailer.
It felt like, Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah, it definitely had that.
Kind of has the same theme as him.
It felt like an 80s sci-fi flick. I was actually way more stoked for this trailer than The Last Jedi, to be completely honest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shitting on Star Wars. What an asshole. Here's Paul Wolf.
And Thor's like one of my least favorite like of the Marvel movies.
Yeah. You've seen how disappointing his other solo films were.
The first one wasn't bad. The second one I was like, Dark World.
The first one was still fucked in comparison to Iron Man 1.
Agreed.
Yep.
Or the First Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, his films rank some of the lowest in that whole universe.
This looks way too good, though.
Oh, no, yeah. If they're just doing their job better now.
When she crushes his hammer.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
How that. Kate Beckinsale.
How is she holding it? One, Mjolnir, I believe it's pronounced.
What?
Mjolnir.
Oh, the
hammer. And then she fucking shatters it with her fucking green hand.
With her electricity squeeze.
She doesn't have a green hand.
In the comics, she was kind of green and black.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's kind of like just black leather.
It looked like 300 meets Star Wars.
Yeah. It'll be cool, hopefully. Whatever.
I think it's going to be fucking great. Not only that, they showed fucking Gladiator Hulk.
Yeah. And not his friend.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
And Jeff Goldblum's in it as like the
John
Chancellor.
Jeff.
He was sitting next to Loki in that scene, you notice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Loki's like watching the fucking fight. I'm like, oh, okay. So Loki's still kind of a fucking douche.
Always. Always a douche. Josh Brolin casts as Cable in Deadpool 2. Do you know who Josh Brolin is?
I've never heard of him.
Really? Was...
Yeah. What's he from? And he's not from Goonies or No Country for Old Men. Not those movies.
No.
Or Men in Black 3.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Yeah.
No, but Josh Brolin, I'm pretty stoked on that casting for Cable.
Yeah, that's good.
He's going to be a time traveler.
He's got a good flat top.
Yep, he can pull it off. All right, that's all you need. Good flat top. Your Cable. Give him
you're
a metal
sold. Arm. Sold.
I think it's like all the fucking news that I have.
You think
I'd
look good in a flat top?
No.
Why? Because of my fat curve head?
Yeah, you got that dick shape, that dick hole head.
We've been there. We've done this.
I know.
All right.
Listeners know that you got a dick hole for a hair piece.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Ghost in the Shell yet?
No.
Oh, you're waiting for video?
Yeah.
Straight to VHS?
No, I'm waiting for fucking free torrent.
Oh. Where are you getting torrents from? Where are these fucking torrents?
I don't have any. That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for someone to just give it to me.
Oh, man. Well, how are they getting them? We used to be able to... We were on top of shit, Tone.
Well, I don't go on fucking Reddit, and I don't go on fucking 4chan. I don't know where to get them that's safe.
Reddit's actually kind of terrifying to me. I don't know why, but it just seems like an open ocean full of sharks.
I've been watching a lot, or listening to a lot of creepy stuff from Creepypasta.
Oh, damn.
You want to hear some stories?
Yeah. I like that you thought that Creepypasta was like, you're like, I found this awesome thing. I'm like, that's been around forever.
Yeah, I know.
That's what made Slenderman.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Late to the party, Tone.
Okay.
But Tony too late.
Tony fucking fashionably late. Fucker, stupid fuck.
Okay, good.
Do you want to hear a creepy story?
Creepy.
Okay,
creep me out.
Turn
give me goosebumps.
Off,
all right, hold
smoke
on.
Smoke a blunt.
All right, wait, hold on.
All right, dude. All right. Okay.
You want to hit this?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm reading.
I guess I'll just face this blunt.
I'm reading this scroll that I found in a cave.
All right, read it to me, baby.
Okay, so there's this girl. Stop. Don't make these noises. Don't talk through it.
Just go
stop
ahead,
being
man.
A fucking
we're
dickhead
good.
For 2 seconds.
We're fucking good.
What's the point? What's the point? What the fuck's the point?
I'm going to get my water bottle.
I'm shutting this fucking production down.
Go ahead, dude.
No, please continue. Continue, because I know you still got a couple drags left on that fat water fucking log of yours. Ugh. Put the fucking stuff down. Stop doing anything.
This is like a folly cast.
Yeah, this is hilarious, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Good.
Get yourself some fucking like newspaper. Oh, it's windy. It's windy.
Is that how you make wind with newspaper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I was watching like, how they make sound effect. Nope, not with your dumb voice. Hey, someone's at the door right now, just so you know. I'm just giving you a heads up. They're not getting in, but I heard the knock, and I'm going to continue the podcast. Whether or not we get killed. The first story I have to talk about is
that honestly actually creeped me out. Are you being serious?
Yeah. Hear Mighty barking? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I told you. Now, Richard Ramirez, what he would do when he killed people is he would get into their house when they were somewhere else in the house. Then he would stay there till night and then butcher them.
Well, good thing I won't be here tonight.
Well, he sometimes only waited till 4 or 5 p.m.
Sleep well.
Nope.
My little nugget.
I check all my areas.
Yeah?
Then I lock my door.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, with your sweet deadbolt?
Hey, at least it'll be like one kick. See?
Oh, my God. All right, well, hang on, guys. We're going to
We got to go investigate.
Grab the bat tone.
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm back. Oh, fuck. It was like an army of them. They were demon-eyed. They had black eyes. They killed Paul. He's dead. I'm going to do the rest of the show because I love you guys, but... Oh, fuck, they ate him. They ate him. Dick first. Didn't take them long to eat the dick. They ate the rest of him. Only took them like 7 or 8 minutes. They ate him like a 12-piece chicken basket. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, so where were we?
Tony, hey.
Oh, my God. Your poltergeist is here.
Poltergeist Paul is back in the building.
You forgot your last bong rip, Ghost yeah. Paul?
Yeah, hang on a second.
All right, dude, later on. Wow, you're not corporeal. You barely got any of that.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
We beat the person to death.
We killed a man.
I died. And mm-hmm. then was resurrected like Jesus Christ himself.
That was pretty evil.
Now, give me a creepy story.
Okay, so.
Manny Ramirez.
There we were. No, that's Robert.
Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Ramirez.
Paul Rodriguez.
You're really fucking me up. The Night Stalker. I hate you. Robert Sanchez. Sanchez Diego. I don't know who he is, but he's dead now. Fuck. I love how we both answered the door, too. We were both like, you're behind me now? I'm opening it now.
You had
like,
a bat.
Whoever this crazy person is, they pulled right into the driveway like a real psychopath.
That's funny.
So, one of these stories was that...
Moving along.
Shut up,
come
bitch.
On.
I had to catch my breath. I walked up and downstairs twice.
Well, you walked up once and down them once.
Yeah, two trips. With talking in between it. Listen, so this girl goes out and she's hiking, but she's a photographer, so she's out there just in the middle of the woods in this national park taking a bunch of photos, and she's out there for a few days, and she takes like 4 fucking canisters of film worth of photos. She's happy. She comes back, gets them developed, and then when she gets them developed, she's looking through, and she sees 4 of them that are really weird.
Does it have pictures on the website?
Huh?
Does it have pictures on the website?
I have no clue.
Were you watching that dumb video?
And then, no, that wasn't where I saw these.
Creepy Mysteries.
No, it's not Creepy Mysteries YouTube channel. So she looks... Fuck off. Are you going to listen? Yes. You're the worst. Yes. You can't even do anything.
Hold on. I'm looking
You're going to what? Type in what? Camper girl weird picture?
Creepypasta camper girl pictures.
Oh.
Go ahead.
These are like urban legends, you ass bag. Like Slender Man.
Yeah, but there's pictures of Slender Man.
No, there aren't. Yes. Not in real life. Those are like shadows and Photoshop like dildos that they fucking like. Dudes are just like, oh man, that's going to look sick there. Put him down by the brook. No, not real.
It's real.
All right, so go ahead. Slender Man's I got one real?
After this. I got one after this.
Okay.
Got an 8.5.
Fuck off. And so she's looking at the developed photos.
Yeah.
And she sees 4 that are out of place. And the photos were
like
all...
Like, not from the woods?
No, like, just... Yeah, they just weren't part of her series. And they were taken from inside her tent of her sleeping.
Oh, God damn
yep.
it.
Yep.
And then what happened?
That's the story. She it's not like she was in any danger, but someone came to her tent, like, multiple times and took photos of her. with her own camera while she was sleeping.
It's terrifying.
And probably alien probed her or something. I don't know.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is called The Girl in the Picture.
Okay, anytime, asshole, fuckface. I gotta hit a fucking blunt and a spliff. One sec. Glug, glug, glug. Oh, I drank my whole fucking beer. It's an insider joke from earlier.
Oh, dang. All right. All right. One school day, a boy named Tom was sitting in class and doing math. It was six more minutes until after school. What, who the fuck? It was six more minutes until after school.
Wow.
That's a weird...
Yeah, someone really using extra words there.
8.5. As he was doing his homework, something caught his eye. His desk was next to the window, and he turned and stared outside. It looked like a picture. When it was home, time at the school. What? Who? Have you ever gotten followed by someone on Instagram? It's like a picture of like a thong, like an ass thong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where I'm like,
it's
oh.
Like, if you want fuck, like, hit me up. Yeah. Like, you much do more faster. Me come now.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah.
Oh, God damn
suck,
it.
Suck, fuck me like cock, yeah.
Yeah, like a fucking, like a cave person wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, when it was home time at the school, he ran to the spot where he saw it. He ran fast so that no one else could grab it. He picked it up and smiled. It had a picture of the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. She had a dress with tights on and red shoes, and her hand was formed into a peace sign. She was so beautiful, he wanted to meet her, so he ran all over the school and asked everyone if they knew her or have ever seen her before, but everyone he asked said no. He was devastated. When he was home, he asked his older sister if he knew the girl, but unfortunately she said no. It was very late, so Tom walked up the stairs, placed the picture on the bedside table, and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Tom was awakened by a tap on his window. Give me a tap. That was Tom.
Okay.
He saw a shadow near his window.
Fuck.
So he got out of his bed. It was a nail. It was like a nail tapping. I forgot to read that part. Walked toward his window, opened it up, and followed the giggling. By the time he reached it, it was gone.
That's the giggling.
The giggling, like, goat. There you go. Yeah, that's very anime of you. The next day, again, he asked his neighbors if they knew her. Everybody said, sorry, no. When his mother came home, he never asked her if she knew her. She said no. What? Okay, fuck it. He asked her mom. She said no. He went to his room, placed the picture on his desk, and fell asleep again. Once again, he was awakened by a tapping. He looked at the picture and followed the giggling. He walked across the road when suddenly he got hit by a car. He was dead with the picture in his hand. The driver got out of the car and tried to help him, but it was too late. Suddenly, he saw the picture and picked it up. He smiled. He saw a cute girl holding up three fingers.
Oh.
She's a murdering picture ghost.
Oh, the picture got him, and now it's like number three for her.
Dang.
I rate the reading of the story a 4.
Whoa, the reading wasn't... But that's
I
not
rate
my fu-
the
wait,
scariness
wait.
Of the story like a 7.
You're a piece of shit. Do you want to just do creepypastas for the rest of the episode?
I can do creepypastas all day.
We'll do 4 more, and then we'll be done.
No, 4 more. Fuck that.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's all too right. creepy.
Yeah, too many carbs.
The
too many creepy
the
carbs.
The statue in the window is the most horrifying one to me.
What's that?
Have I told you this on air? I feel like I've said this on air.
I don't know.
It's one about a babysitter. These parents call the baby.
Yeah. You told me it was dumb.
Thank
all
you.
Right, let's hop into weekly
dumb.
Recommendations and rejections.
Way better than that dumb fucking picture one.
The fucking... Peace sign girl?
Really? A picture? A fucking picture that kills people or a statue that's not theirs and then everyone's dead 10 minutes later when the cops get there?
She leads people into traffic and they think that she's cute.
Okay, final destination picture. Lame.
That'd be something that would happen to you. Like, oh gosh, she's so pretty. I love her. You just have to get hit in my car. Following the giggling goat.
For you, yeah, it'd have to be a fucking sweet bag of dope, fucking six pack of High Life to get you to the street.
Sweet bag of dope.
Fucking issue one Spider-Man and a fucking six-pack of High Life. You go, fuck, I'm out straight for you.
Yeah, I just jumped out my window. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. I saw nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, me? Yeah, I saw some shit. I saw Officer Down. That's Downe. It is fucking awesome.
Officer
Dude,
go down on me.
Fucking awesome. Yep, you got it. Fucking sweet-ass nun... gangster chicks, fucking reincarnated cop robot fucking like dude who just keeps having a million lives, so he'll just go into shit and be like just die. Mm-hmm. And then just get reincarnated with science. It's really vulgar. It's a fucking magnet film. It's fucking hilarious. He has, like, you know, it's very comic booky because it's based off, I think, a graphic novel. So, like, in on the screen, there's, like, an orgasm counter when he's banging a girl and shit. And, like, he's just like, I was just doing my civic duty.
Yeah, I think you told me about this.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I walked in your room and you're jerking off to it.
Yeah, I was just busting big nuts to the fucking him killing nuns and banging chicks.
Get out of here!
You're so the worst. What do you rate it? Oh, I rate that like a 9. It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it on the old Flixers?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one was really good.
9 deep impacts, everyone.
That's a hard rock hitting the earth.
That's a big old stroid.
Yep. Big stroid. I also watched Silicon Cowboys. It's all about the people who created Compaq.
Yeah, I figured it was about like Silicon Valley like type thing. Yeah,
did you? Did that give it away saying Silicon?
Silicon Cow? Maybe it was made out of rubber. Fuck up.
Oh, you're so stupid. You would think
maybe
that?
Maybe it was a bunch of cowboys with fake tits. I don't know.
Oh yeah, cowboys with fake tits documentary.
Yeah,
it's you a watch big it. Industry.
This coffee's making my body really hot.
Making my body hot.
Well, listen, the stairs did that.
Well, yeah, it's because I'm pushing for that heart attack.
Heart attack.
Silicon Cowboys, good documentary about Compaq and how like they just didn't like legitimately IBM and Compaq just didn't give a fuck about like Apple.
Yeah.
At the time they're like, nah, it's just for fucking artists and idiots.
Oh, for sure. And then Apple took over the world.
Yeah. And
now you work for them.
Yeah. I read somewhere they may be in talks to acquiring Disney for $200 billion.
Whoa.
Yeah. Could you? There's nothing like that on Earth, company wise. Like that's.
They would own everything.
Yeah. I don't even understand.
Well, anything that matters to me.
I don't understand that company because that company already bought Lucasfilm, and then now that company will be bought by Apple
and Marvel.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, Lord in heaven. All right, what do you give Compaq USA?
Oh, Compaq Cowboys. I give that one like a 7 out of 10. Not much rewatchability.
Silicon Cow Dudes.
Yep. Silcock Cowboys.
What else you got?
I also watched a few episodes of the show The League because I was bored.
Silipoon Cowboys.
Yep. Silipoon Cow Dudes. Listen, that's it. That's all of it, man.
What? That's all your list?
It's all the shit I've seen. I've been playing a lot of fucking Horizon still.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, doing great. I killed fucking tons of Thunderjaw T-Rexes.
How many times have you died?
Like 5, 6.
100?
Nope.
I know you're bad at video games.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm very okay at getting video games, asshole.
I'm very okay. I'm an adamant professional.
I'm a fucking amateur, dude.
Yeah, I'm a decent amateur at video games.
I would
games.
Make it to at least the preliminaries to the Olympics for video games.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
You wouldn't even be looked at.
Hundreds of thousands of people get to the prelims.
I don't think so.
You before wouldn't be you get chosen to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's a video game, not a fucking sprint.
Aren't prelims like open to anyone?
Yeah.
So anyone can go. A blind person could technically go to the video game Olympic
well,
tryouts.
That's why I said I could get there. Because I would be dedicated enough to drive there and do it.
What if it was in like California?
I would probably do a GoFundMe.
Get no money.
I would get $7.
Yeah, from yourself?
Someone would donate it that I know.
He'd do it anonymously?
Or it would be a joke, like, donation. Like, one of my friends would be like, I'm giving this to you, but I really do want it back. You're a loser.
Will you set up a GoFundMe after this for this specific thing?
But it's not a real thing, because there's
Just set it for, like, $100.
What if I get, like, that fucking cheese sandwich fucking GoFundMe?
Potato salad?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Split the money with
funded
my
for 90K.
Yeah, just no. Fund it for $100. See what you get.
Is it cost money to post?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just make it up. Talk about the video game Olympics.
Yeah.
Guys, go to GoFundMe and look up dumb asshole tries to go to video game Olympics and donate money to Tony.
Yeah. Thank you. Great. I'm really glad all of our listeners are going to donate to this tremendous cause.
No.
Hey, and if it works, I'll probably just swing into Coachella and pee on stuff.
Let's hop in the test of Tony.
Why? You don't want to talk about what my plans are?
Yeah, you want to talk about me peeing?
I'm going to piss on it and everything.
Why did you say that?
Just because it was funny.
Okay. Cool Runnings.
This is not cool.
My room? It's pretty warm.
Yeah, it is warm, but this movie...
Oh.
...is a slice of hot garbage. Not like really, like in terms of what a Disney movie was with real humans back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... unwatchable. John Candy's pretty good. Fucking there is like some
he's in it.
adult enough themes. Like, he's a big asshole. He's pretty funny.
Draw a line down your head and make your head look like a butt crack.
That's what I mean. Like, that shit, I can't get
You didn't
enough.
Like that line?
Nah.
That's right up your alley.
No,
you love,
like, they're beef. Like,
you love
I'm
butt
rich.
Humor.
I'm not rich. I'm strong, tough guy who's mad at people, but I really want to be loved. Like, eh, fuck.
You sound like an Indian person.
I don't know. How to do...
You just keep having that cadence. I don't know.
Boy, it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so yeah, give it like a never. I won't watch it again just because I don't want to.
What are we going to do at Christmas time?
Watch anything else. Watch fucking...
Gremlins?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, fuck off.
What?
That's boring.
You don't even know what it is.
Not a single robot.
Didn't you? Why'd you watch
Gremlins
any
Gremlins has monsters.
Those aren't robots. They're organic, idiot.
But they're monsters.
You said robots.
I know, but they're monsters.
I'm
so,
sure
so
you
falls.
Didn't. Why didn't you talk about that's the, so the nut-busting Transformers fucking trailer? It's so convoluted. It's not even a film.
That's been out for a while.
No, there's a new one.
What?
It's more.
Oh, I bet they're shiny.
There's so much horseshit jammed into one fucking trailer. Like, really, where the fuck was that? There's goddamn robots, like, standing over King Arthur, putting their swords up and shit.
I saw that. Yeah, well, in the beginning, the first trailer had, dragon.
Yeah, there's a dragon, there's T-Rexes, there's...
I wonder if Excalibur was one of the Prime swords.
Why would it be so fucking small?
Or made out, maybe it was a little Prime.
Little Prime.
Yeah, that's what
little
they call
tiny baby Prime.
That's what they called me in middle school, Little Prime.
Little Prime.
Yeah.
Prime for getting your ass kicked.
Roll out and that too, yeah.
It's Transformers, roll out.
And I get
socked
in the face.
I forget what the fuck I was saying, but someone was pretending that... he was talking about the dude from Forensic Files, how he's always like, here it is, the evidence that put him away. He was like, he sounds like fucking Optimus Prime. Roll out to another dead body. It had signs of selenia. Oh, God, what the fuck do they call it? There's this liquid that they always talk about on Forensic Files there were
semen.
Trace amounts of.
Semen.
No, there's another name for it. And it's like an actual cum? Chemical, not just jizz and cum. What's all over your bodies when you're done with them, you freak bitch. Sorry.
So Cool Runnings you didn't like.
Succinylcholine.
Okay, that's not
choline.
A good story. You're doing that thing where you tell someone about something that happened and it wasn't funny?
No, it's a thing on a show.
Yeah, even that's like the same thing. Unless I know it, then we can both share a laugh, but now we can't and you've ruined the podcast.
But you don't know anything I talk about, so it's always an uphill battle with a moron. Continue.
There, that is the name of the episode.
Yeah, uphill battle with moron.
No, it's always an uphill, always... An up, that's a long one.
Yes, yeah. Word it out so you can write it.
Battle with a moron.
Need a pencil with an eraser?
That one might not stick.
Okay.
All right, so I thought you would like Cool Runnings, honestly.
No, you didn't. You don't think anything from Test of Tony will be liked by me. You just say it, and then it's like a thing.
All right, well, that brings us out of Test of Tony. Now on to, wait, do your voice with the guy that talks about cum all the time that you like?
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's
Optimus Prime,
movie
dumbass.
Of the week.
It's pretty much what it is.
It's not Optimus
Do
Prime.
Do Optimus Prime's voice.
Sam Witwicky.
That's literally his fucking voice.
No, you're all like, this is the now
slow
there's
Optimus
cum
Prime.
All over
Optimus
him.
Prime if he's a little drunk.
Now it's easier. Tell us what you like. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, I've got it. Thanks.
Oh, are you bringing up shit I already discussed?
All right, you want to do movie of the week, or do you want to pick movies right now? Let's do movie of the week. We watched Tank 4319.
No, it is not 4319.
Phantom 309.
It's not Phantom 309.
We watched Tank 432.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
That's so mad.
I can't even tell. I'm red hot with fucking, like, fat and, like, anger.
I've got red hot fat. Okay, so Tank 432 was an IFC movie.
Yeah, it was.
Shot for about $4.
Four fucking pence they made this film.
They found some army friends, they gave them some gear, they went out into the woods and found a tank.
They did, they found a tank from World War II, and I think the biggest part of the budget was probably the gas they used to put in that tank.
Here, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you probably the tank rental in general.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you my notes, I'm just going to...
You wrote notes?
Yeah. Hard to understand, slow and convoluted. Clearly shit in the tank for budgetary reasons, not for storytelling. Because he shot, my bad.
Shit in the tank, they did too.
Yeah. And then I said Gantz pooped.
Gantz did poop. He is all crazy from the beginning.
Those are
Tell
all
me
notes.
The ending. I don't understand.
They're somehow it's an experiment. All right, so it's like a team, and some dude's hurt, and that dude like ends up coming back. They get trapped in a tank. There's
but
people
what
in gas
is the
masks.
Powder?
Super soldier serum. It was called Kratos, which meant strength and
numbers.
No, strength and power.
Well, power is strength,
or power and strength, one of the two. Strength. But that's what Kratos means in the old Greek.
Oh,
that's all Greece for. And everyone had a weird accent that I didn't really get. They were Scottish.
Oh, those Cockney accents.
No, they were like Scottish, and they didn't sound Scottish halfway. Yeah, because they kept changing and shit like that. And then some dude poops in a tank because they get caught in one, that everything's welded shut. They can't, like, open the door. Somehow a girl opens it and runs away. It makes no fucking sense at all.
I'm very confused by...
I give it two deep impacts because I hated it.
Well, we took a risk on that one.
Yeah, you took a risk making us watch dog shit.
No, you've made me watch lots of dog shit, so I don't feel bad at all.
I would watch Cool Runnings 14 times because I get the plot of that movie.
I'm going to be honest. I saw the beginning, and then I just kind of skipped to the end because I knew you'd have to watch it, and I was like torturing you, and I knew it was shit. So I didn't really put myself through that much torture. It was really very nice.
You watched it.
I gave it like a 5 deep impact because I didn't watch it all, and it was pretty enjoyable by not doing that.
So you didn't understand really what was happening.
No!
Yeah.
And because why the fuck are the fucking things disappearing and coming back when you're looking? Is that because you're tripping or they're drugged up? Or
I think that's the case, yeah.
So those dudes were actually there the whole time.
Yeah.
Looking at them.
Yeah. Because at the end they show like that they don't look like how they look when you first see them. They look like a World War II like Nazi with a gas mask on.
It looks like aged trench coats and
shit.
Yeah,
it looks like World War II-ish, yeah. Like a rain
slicker.
Let's
just talk about how bad it would be to burn to death by
in
the heat in a tank.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
And smoke in a tank.
Well, you'd probably die from the smoke, I'm guessing, but, like, just the fact that you're warming up. You hate being hot. That'd be, like, that's your worst nightmare.
I think burning alive or freezing to death or drowning seem, like, equally mortifying.
Burning alive would never want to do. Drowning would take over burning. And what was the other one?
Freezing to death.
Oh, that would suck. That'd be long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take drowning over all
of them. Drowning over all of them. But man, that's scary, dude. Think about the gulps.
I'd say
only water.
Drown, freeze, fire.
I think...
Captain Planet.
I think, like, maybe... I've never tried to drown, but, like, maybe I...
You never
suck
actually,
the oxygen out of water better than other humans, and I could survive.
Like Kevin Costner.
In the water world, yeah.
Tony, Kevin Costner, Cincinnati.
I think that's all we need to do is figure out, because there is oxygen in water, you
he
know
had
what I mean?
Gills.
You just have to get it out. That's what the gills do.
Yeah, which you don't have.
But I don't know. I just, you know, I'll give it a try.
I was watching, actually I did have a weekly recommendation of rejection. I was watching some shark fucking thing on Netflix.
Oh, if you guys want to look up some shark fucking thing on Netflix.
And there is this one shark that like goes in very shallow water. Well, it's over like a coral reef that gets like really high and
like a
big
skimmer.
And the big sharks come in when the tide's high because it's very deep there.
Yeah.
And then it recedes back to the ocean. And this fucking thing is just like, yeah, I'm fucking pounding around, no big sharks. He's eating everything and
yeah.
shit. Just fucking off, you know? And
just
then
being himself, yeah.
And then the fucking it goes they go out so far, like the tide, that motherfucker's just sitting there lying in the sun.
Oh.
The only shark that can walk, use his fins, his legs, ew. Back to fucking water, and it shuts down its organs.
What?
Yeah, it starts shutting
Fuck
down its organs.
Shark. Fuck that dinosaur, dude.
So it takes it less oxygen.
Fuck that dinosaur.
That's pretty fucking weird.
I don't
weird.
Like that.
10 out of 10 deep impacts for that dinosaur.
10 out of 10 deep impacts for that dinosaur. Dude, they're so old and ancient. That's so creepy.
Yeah. All right, take 4, 3, 1, 2.
I'm like, man, I guess like it's cool that IFC helped produce like a film that these three college kids probably wanted to make or something.
Is that the story?
Probably. I mean, how is it not? Look at that film.
Yeah.
It's very like, dude, we want to, I don't know. They had like almost like good ideas that never found any fucking traction.
I completely
traction.
Agree. Well, it also was like, hey, this is how you shoot a movie. Lots of close-ups. And then we'll bring it back. Like, the establishing close-up things.
Also, what the fuck was the old dude writing? They showed that book for fucking 7 milliseconds.
Yeah, her just turning the pages.
Yeah.
It looked like it was in a different language.
What a pile of shit.
And then she died. Everyone dies. There you go.
Was the only thing I can think is, like, he was in on it.
He was, yeah. He was like, oh, shit, this is supposed to be an experiment. That's why he was like, wait, why is my name in that folder?
So he was taking notes about the mm-hmm. how they were doing.
Because then, well, which is weird because then they burned the tank and the notes.
Yeah, everything. It's very who gives a fucky weird. There was one trailer I saw that I'm getting a real big fucking hard rack hard on for, and I want to see that movie, and I'll probably see it before next week so y'all can get a good review of it.
Just fucking say it.
The Void.
Oh, shit, yeah, that looked awesome.
I'm not listening to you, Paul. I said The Void is so tight.
Yeah, we watched the trailer for it. Looked way good.
I watched it.
I did.
Nope.
Yeah, I picked it. You were like, ugh, this looks dumb.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I hate stuff like this. And then I was like, dude, it's from the
blatant
maker.
Blatant lies from like, his little shitbag mouth.
And I'm like, dude, this is from the maker of The Witch. You're probably looking. He's like, duh, hate it, hey, hate it.
You need to shut your cocksucker.
Duh,
hate it. Turn it off. I want to watch Grown Ups 3. Shut up.
Yeah. Or that fucking, the old movie, the people that are all old.
Dude,
now.
Why the fuck did Netflix sign, I mean, I love Netflix to death. The fuck kind of contract that, like, sold soul to the devil for Adam Sandler's 19-pick fucking deal?
I think it's 8.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're so worthless.
And I think, what, there's 3 or 2 out?
Ah, there's like 4. I hope there's 4. I don't know, man. Fuck, dude. He is such garbage. Like, what a fucking loser.
Wow, you heard it here first.
Well, I'm just... You didn't hear it here first. You've heard it for 10 fucking years.
You heard it here first.
No, it's not a new fucking revelation.
This new revelation just came upon us.
Someone just now realized this. No one's ever made fun of him for being a fucking hack who drags along his shit friends for his shit productions.
Dang!
Whoa! Hey, man, take it easy on Kevin James and fucking Rob Schneider.
Oh, Rob Schneider's great.
Rob Schneider has... I give him a 30 to 70% win.
You didn't like Deuce Bigelow.
Male, no, what? Male gigolo? Or European gigolo? No.
That's male gigolo.
Oh, there's a second sequel? One.
So you do like it?
No, I know it exists. I know what's in the zeitgeist, man. I'm connected.
What do you give Tank 432?
Oh, I give that a fucking... I give it a 4, no, a 3, no, a 2.
Yeah, I was about to say, if they would have explained anything in it, it would have... Oh, I give it 432.
Yeah.
If they explained anything in it, it would have gotten a higher rating. And if it didn't look like, hey, this is my final class thing that I'm doing...
Yeah, it was more like a thesis for a fucking film, like lighting class
shot,
or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, the cinematography is not bad in it, but Jesus Christ, it's so fucking lame. Watch it for yourself and hate yourself for it. Okay.
Yeah, it's boring.
Let's do BFG for Movie of the Week, because I've been wanting to watch that.
I'll pick one.
Big fucking guy. You don't want to watch BFG?
No, I'll do it.
No, we're doing it.
I'll do it.
Okay, I was about to say, you made me watch fucking Tank 439.
Oh, you cry about it. It's in the past. Grow up.
Okay, all right. So, and then you're going to watch Voltron,
no.
the whole series.
No, I'm
series.
Not. I'm going to pick one and surprise the audience.
Only for one night.
The listeners will be surprised when I come back on, because I could not find one that I liked on
Phenomenon.
Here, and I'm not letting you fuck me.
Phenomenon.
What, with the fuck face?
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
We're not doing that one. Seriously.
It has the guy from Greece.
John Travolta?
No.
Spell it out for you, stupid ass.
The guy from Greece. I did it myself. Watch Kill Command.
No, I'm not watching Kill Command. I've never even seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Windmill.
What is The Windmill?
Looks scary.
Ooh, The Host.
Seeking shelter near historic windmill, a group of tourists falls prey to a bloodthirsty miller from legend who's in the league with the devil.
And you what, want me to pretend I saw it back in the day?
Curse of Chucky.
Never saw it.
You should watch that. I want to know your feelings, because the first 40 minutes of that movie is really good, and then the last like hour is really bad. But the first 40 is like worth the watch.
Are you sure though? On Positive. My standards?
Yes, for Curse of Chucky, yeah. I think that you'll be... Well, did you like the original, like, did you like the first two?
Excuse me. No, I hate Chucky's.
Why?
I don't like him. I think he's an asshole.
No, the first two, though. Like, before he was, like, a parody of himself.
I think the first one I liked.
The second one's awesome. When they're in the fucking, like, the place where they make him, the factory.
Oh, yeah, that one's fun, too.
Yeah. I was about to say, the same kids in it and shit like that. And
ooh.
He actually comes back for Curse of Chucky, too. He's an adult.
You should watch The Sacrament just because it'd scare you.
The sacrament is true.
That's not how you'd feel after you see it.
Singing some hymn,
it's
dude.
Only, it's like, I call it a, it's like a PG version of Jonestown, because only 300 people die instead of 900. But it's pretty good.
The Sacrament. He promised the followers. Oh yeah, I heard about this. I was like, meh, I don't know.
Meh, meh.
Bet Tony likes that shit.
He's not a robot. Meh, meh.
Schindler's List.
No, again, not watching that 3.5 hour fucking depression epic. What was that first one? Phenomenon. I don't know. I haven't seen that in fucking 20 years.
You can watch The Big Short for the 19th time.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Phenomenon?
Yeah.
All right, so wait, what was the... Oh, BFG. BFG and Phenomenon. No more Cool Runnings. Deleting that right now. How do you spell Phenomenon?
Just spell it out and it'll fucking fill it.
Fiend. Is it with an F?
F. Okay. P-H. No, P-H-E-N.
I'm kidding.
What in the name of fuck?
All right. Phenomenon for Tessa Tony. Movie of the week will be BFG. And send us a fucking, whatchamacallit, Genre 5.
Yeah. We would like that because we'll real stupid.
Maybe I'll fucking watch some stuff and give you guys weekly recommendations and rejections. Dude, this is a hot 40 minutes.
If
we're
you're
good.
Fucking lucky, oh, maybe I will.
Oh, maybe I'll spare some time for you fucking dickheads.
Oh, fucking royalty's going to come down from the throne.
Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you got
then,
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast, available now.
Chris Clem's Cascast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cascast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.